The bishops of the United States have been continuing their ad limina visits this week. While here in Rome, the bishops from the southeastern part of the country have prayed at the tombs of the apostles and met with the Holy Father and curial officials. Bishop David Chobe of Nashville was one of those who met with the Pope this week. As the year of faith approaches, he spoke to Lydia O'Kane about the challenges his diocese faces.
Tell me about your impressions of this visit and your meeting with the Pope. What has it meant to you? How important has it been to you?
Well, first of all, it's my second liminal visit. The first one that I had was back in 2005, right before Pope John Paul II died, Blessed John Paul II. And the experience then and now was a very delightful one. I'm meeting with the bishops from Region 5, which comprises the United States territory that encompasses Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. So it's a large territory with a lot of different cultures that are a part of that part of the United States. The bishops who come together from that region like each other very much. We have a wonderful relationship with one another. So the opportunity to come together on an ad liminal visit is of great value to us. And we started off on Monday morning with a Mass at the Tomb of St. Peter, obviously, which is a highlight of an ad liminal visit, coming back to the source of the Church's faith. And in a way, the way in which we as bishops from Region 5 come together is a smaller expression of the universality of the Church. And I think that for me is always one of the great highlights of coming to Rome, is to see the Church in terms of its universality. The meetings that we have with the various congregations or dicasteries are always very informative. Those who meet with us are always very gracious. So it's always been a very positive experience for me.
Mm-hmm. With regard to meeting Pope Benedict, how much do you appreciate his words of support?
Well, it's clear from the meeting that we had with him on Thursday morning that he is very interested in our own particular dioceses and the situations that we face, the joys and the sorrows of the Church in our particular locality. So his interest is very clear, and it's in that interest that we find his support. One of the things that came out in our particular meeting with him on Thursday was the way in which he and the Holy See responded to the Gulf area, which is a part of Region 5 that Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, when Hurricane Katrina hit, the way in which the Holy See responded to the needs of those dioceses that were more heavily damaged by that particular hurricane. So I know that this is of great interest to him. Also, what we are experiencing in the United States, as you probably know and your listeners would know, would be the issue of what seems to be kind of an affront or an attack on religious liberty in the United States. And from the exchange between ourselves and the Holy Father, it's very clear that he's very much in tune with that particular issue that we're dealing with as bishops in the United States.
Yes, he talked about that to the plenary of the CDF. He talked about that, the question of faith and the fact that he had launched this year of faith, and also the religious freedom and liberty. That was something he did mention.
Yes, and it was interesting in our particular meeting with him, he made reference to the contribution made by the Church in the United States to the document, the Second Vatican document on religious freedom, and then went back and said, you know, now we're in a position in the life of the Church in the United States where the principles of that document become the basis for defending the rights that it enunciates. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk to you about your diocese, Nashville. Many people who hear about Nashville think, of course, about the music.
Yes, yeah.
But apart from the music, you, of course, run a diocese full of parishioners, full
right,
of people.
Right.
What are the challenges that your diocese faces? You talked about there about religious freedom, but what
right.
about the challenges families face, the challenges for people living day-to-day life in your diocese?
Well, I think that the challenges that we face are very much like any other diocese. Opportunity to present the faith, to support the faith, to strengthen the life of faith on the part of our families and individuals within the diocese. Certainly one of the topics that has been discussed a lot among ourselves as bishops is the effect of secularity. And as Pope Benedict said in a number of his presentations, what he refers to as the tyranny of relativism, and it has a tendency to undermine the faith life of people in general. It confuses people. That's why I think that the upcoming year of faith is so important. The Diocese of Nashville will have a wonderful opportunity to make a link between the Year of Faith, and in that Year of Faith, we will be celebrating our 175th anniversary as a diocese. We were established by Pope Gregory the 16th in 1837, along with what is now the Archdiocese of Dubuque and the Diocese of what is now Jackson, Mississippi. So I'm going to quite deliberately make the connection between our 175th anniversary and the Year of Faith, because when the Diocese of Nashville was begun, the way in which the faith took root was through the action, the dedication, the commitment of itinerant priests who traveled that part of the United States on horseback, and they would stop at various family homes. And the Catholics in the area would come to that particular family's home, and the priest would celebrate the sacraments for the people within the context of a family's day-to-day experience, you know, in their homes. So there's a nice interplay between this upcoming Year of Faith and our own experience as a missionary diocese.
The Pope has talked quite a lot about families being educators in the faith. Is that how you see the role in your diocese? Would you like to see families really kind of reading the Bible together, getting involved in things together?
Absolutely. I think often back in my own life that some of the most enduring lessons with regard to the life of faith that I carry with me were the lessons that I learned within the context of the family. Growing up as a child, I remember the example that was set within my own family, but also with the individuals who were either relatives of mine or friends of my parents, and the kind of steady commitment that they manifested with regard to their Catholic faith and their Catholic identity in a world which, when I was a child and growing up in southern United States, was not that familiar with Catholicism nor that supportive of Catholicism. So we have always been, and to a large degree, we are a minority in Middle Tennessee. Catholics comprise about 5% of the total population of Middle Tennessee. We have probably about 2.5 million people, and if you combine the Anglos and the non-Hispanics and the Hispanics, we have about 200,000 Catholics in Middle Tennessee. So we're still very much of a minority, but certainly we don't face nearly the kinds of issues that place other face around the world, you know, in terms of persecution. It's certainly, we're not opposed in that way, but we are definitely a minority.
Coming back to the Year of Faith and new evangelization, How happy were you that Pope Benedict had decided to launch this year, to have a year dedicated to this?
Oh, I'm very happy with the idea. I think it certainly builds on, you know, his earlier works and writings. You know, he started out his office as the Vicar of Christ with the encyclical God is Love, Deus Caritas Est, and then has written subsequently about the virtue of hope. And now with this year of faith, you know, it's kind of a trilogy of the three theological virtues. And I think that we're ready in the United States, and I think we're ready in the world to put ourselves in a position where we are being reintroduced to the reality of the life of faith and what it means and what the content of faith is all about. Because in the world around us, given the influence of a secular culture, the life of faith gets weakened and undermined. So I'm delighted that he has established this particular agenda for October 2012 to October 2013. Actually, it's 13 to 14, I think, but I'm delighted.
Sure.
No, it's 12 and 13. That's
yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's just actually one other question I wanted to ask you, and it's just regarding people in your diocese that have been affected by the global economic crisis. Mm-hmm. How much do they need support, maybe if they don't have a job?
I think we're a little bit more fortunate in Middle Tennessee than in other parts of the United States. Most of our Catholic population lives within about 40 miles of the city of Nashville. Nashville is a city, the urban area is a city of about 1.5 million people. The economy there is very diverse. There's no particular industry that dominates the area. And consequently, I think that while many have suffered the effects of the economic downturn, particularly losing homes and things of that nature, maybe it's a little less destructive than in other places. There's a reputation that we have in our area for people to engage themselves voluntarily in the assistance of others. One of the nicknames for the state of Tennessee is the Volunteer State. So when we have suffered any kind of natural disasters, people pull together in order to respond to the current problems and issues. In fact, all of the bishops sent reports in advance of their visit here to Rome. And one of the things that was mentioned in our report was the fact of the way in which a couple of years ago when Nashville suffered a great deal of destruction in a flood, you know, in a very quiet and unnoticed way, but in a very effective and fruitful sort of a way, people pull together to support each other. And I think that there's a lot of that, you know, in our area. And I think family life might be a little bit stronger in our part of the country. It's a little bit more traditional, and family values are very high. Nashville historically has been voted as one of the friendliest cities in the United States, and consequently there's a relationship among people, I think, that is very supportive.